Item 12, Stripe S.
Hello, this is also a request for a public hearing for proposed amendments to the chapter pertaining to the taking of striped bass to establish recreational and commercial striped bass harvest quotas and management measures for the 2014 fishing season. For the recreational and commercial harvest quotas, a benchmark assessment for striped bass was reviewed in July of this year. The assessment has not been, or has been through the peer review process, but has not been formally accepted by the Atlantic State Marine Fisheries Commission. The assessment did indicate that the stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. Although some projections suggest that some conservation measures will be needed in the near future, mainly due to poor recruitment of the most recent year classes. And from this assessment, the harvest control model came up with the 2014 bay-wide quota, and it has been established as 8,652,658 pounds. And then the 2014 Virginia quota has been established as 2,804,650 pounds. And both of these quotas are a 14% increase from the 2013 quotas. And the 2014 recreational and commercial quotas would be split equally, and that would mean that each sector would receive a quota of 1,402,325 pounds each. For management measures, potential abuses of the individual transferable weight quota system have prompted staff to develop approaches for establishing threshold weights for the commercial striped bass fishery, and this stems from a request from former Associate Commissioner Rick Robbins, and then also from the Law Enforcement Subcommittee. And so staff worked to develop threshold weights, and we did this development for both the Chesapeake and the coastal area gillnet fisheries. And these threshold weight would be used for initial tag allocation. And based on this development, the staff developed a coastal area fishery threshold weight that could be 12 pounds. And this would mean that individuals with an average weight greater than 12 pounds for 2012 would be issued tags based on the current method that's been used since 2007. And then other individuals that have an average weight for 2012 that were under 12 pounds would be issued tags based on this threshold weight. And then to handle additional tag requests, that would require supplemental monitoring to go along with the additional tag requests. And at this time, for the Chesapeake area, it has proven a little difficult to come up with one threshold weight because of the migratory pattern of striped bass, so that has not been established yet. There are also some administrative measures for the upcoming fishing season. And there are some administrative burdens that we have as staff that include scheduling appointments for quota transfers and also additional tag requests, and then also the initial tag allocation process. And then also there are the costs associated with tags. And for 2013, that cost was a little over $33,000 for tags for the whole Virginia, the whole. And then we also developed some possible solutions, and the table at the bottom gives three different areas for the administrative burdens and some different options that staff developed to deal with these burdens. And the thought is that developing options to ease some of these burdens may improve enforceability of the current system. So we have for transfers, limiting the number of transfers or charging a fee, and then having a transfer only as a hardship provision, and then you can see the other two items as well. So the staff recommendation is to advertise for a December 10th, 2013 public hearing to establish recreational and commercial striped bass harvest quotas and management measures for the 2014 fishing season. The 2014 recreational and commercial striped bass quotas would be established as 1,402,325 pounds each, and then staff also recommends establishing a 12-pound threshold weight with accompanying supplemental monitoring of additional tag requests for the coastal area for 2014 for the commercial fishery.
Any questions? Is the threshold weight, would that become part of regulation? Is that, or is that just an administrative? It does have to be part of regulation. All right. Any questions?
How did you arrive at the 12-pound threshold weight?
It is actually one standard deviation below the mean 2012 weight for the entire coastal area fishery, for the gillnet fishery. So that's how the 12-pound weight came about. And we also looked at the distribution of individuals' average weights to see how many individuals were above and below that threshold weight, and it covers about 92% of the individuals.
Mm-hmm. So my question would be, why not use the mean as opposed to standard deviation from the mean?
Just to cover some of the variability that exists with individual harvesters. If you go with a higher average weight, you may be affecting some individuals that are really accurately reporting what they're doing. So just to cover some of the variability that exists in the data and also obviously in the fishery component of fishery.
Ms. Tagger, do you have any
questions?
Ms. Annie?
The Chesapeake threshold weight, will we have that number by the public hearing?
We'll have all the data, but not a threshold weight for the Chesapeake.
So you're not quite ready to go forward with the Chesapeake. A little more complicated.
Yeah.
Okay. Any objection to proceeding with the hearing as outlined? All right. That hearing is approved. Thank you.